大家平安。
Peace be with everyone.
我们最近教会的读经在读撒母耳记上。
Recently, our Bible reading schedule is at the First Samuel.
那撒母耳记上其实就是在讲四个人。
And there are four characters in this book.
就是以利，还有撒母耳。
First are Eli and Samuel.
那第二个就是扫罗跟大卫。
And Saul and David.
那神用撒母耳来接续以利的工作。
God chose Samuel to take the job continue from Eli.
那神用大卫来接续扫罗。
And later chose David continue Saul as a king.
那每一件事情发生，我们都会问为什么。
So we often ask the reason for certain things to be happened.
那如果用最简单的答案
，If we choose the most simple answer，
就是神喜欢撒母耳。
Is that Samuel is in favor of God？
那神不喜欢以利。
But God does favor Eli。
神不喜欢扫罗，神喜欢大卫。
Because David is have the heart of God instead of Saul。
那我们再问，那为什么神不喜欢以利？
So why God dislike Eli?
神不喜欢扫罗。
Why God dislike Saul?
那最简单的方式就是以利跟扫罗在他的生命中并没有把神抬到最高的地位。
And the simple explanation is that those two people didn't exalt God at the highest place in their life.
但是撒母耳跟大卫他把神抬到最高的地位。
But Samuel and David would be able to do so.
这个告诉我们。
This tells us.
我们一生如果神喜欢我们。
In our life, if we are in the favor of God.
那我们什么都不缺乏。
Then we won't be deficient in anything.
如果神与我们同在。
If God with us.
我们一生什么都不缺乏。
We will not lack anything in our life.
我们就想神就是我们的老板。
Because God is our boss.
想想看，神就是宇宙的主宰，其实一切都在 他掌握的。
Because he is the ruler of the universe.
那如果我们在一个公司上班
，If we work in a company，
我们最大的老板喜欢我们。
The big boss like us。
那你还缺乏什么
？What would you be lacking？
所以我们人生最重要的就是得到神的喜欢。
So the most important things in our life is to be a favorable person to God。
这一点如果抓住了，我们一生都没有缺乏。
If we could catch this point, that we won't be lacking anything.
但是这一点如果没有抓住啊。
But if we don't understand this.
我们很努力去追求工作。
We may be pursue something after Harley.
而且很努力要抓住什么东西。
But we catch nothing.
我们就觉得说，我们虽然很努力，但是没有什么结果。
Even we strive, but we do not gain anything.
那神为什么不喜欢以利
？So what's the reason that God disfavor Eli?
原因就是他的儿子。
The reason is his child.
因为以利有两个儿子在圣殿犯奸淫。
He had the two sons that commit the sexual immorality in the holy temple.
那是非常严重的。
This is the most serious thing.
但是以利没有阻止他。
However, as a father, Eli did not prevent them to do so.
不但如此。
Not only this.
当他们在跟非利士人打战的时候。
When they battle with Philistines.
他们抬着约柜出去。
They took the ark.
那以利的两个儿子也跟着出去。
And two of Eli's sons also went with them.
我们知道哪里有罪，神就不在那里。
We know that God wouldn't dwell at some place that was sinful.
所以他不但没有打胜仗，约柜被掳了。
So even they didn't win the battle, they lose the ark.
那以利本来是先知。
Eli was anointed as prophet.
因为他尊重儿子超过神。
But he favored his own sons over God.
所以一天三个人死了。
At one day, three of them all died.
以利死了，两个儿子死了。
Both Eli and his sons.
所以我们就知道要做神喜欢的人，就要行神喜欢的事。
So we know that we have to do the things that according to God's will to be God's favorable person.
那撒母耳从小，他的妈妈就把他带到圣殿，就奉献给神。
When Samuel was little, his mother offered him to the temple.
啊，有一首赞美是说 give your best to God， 把你最好的给神。
There is one hymn tell us to give our best to the Lord。
哦，因为神最大嘛。
Because God is the highest。
那如果我们退休以后努力来做圣工，当然这是好的。
It's good that we do holy work after we retire。
哦，这强过于退休以后到处玩游山玩水都不管神的事情。
It's better than we just play around after we retired。
哦，但是在神看起来要把最好的给神。
But in God's eyes, it's the best to offer everything.
如果我们把一生最好的卖给公司。
If we offer our best to our companies,
哦，那不是把最好给神。
But not to the Lord.
那这样看起来，我们的奉献还是次好的。
So then our offer wouldn't be the best in God's eyes.
那最好就像撒母耳。
So the best is to imitate Samuel.
在他年轻力壮精神很清楚头脑身体很壮的时候把他献给神。
When he is young at his golden age, he offered everything to God.
所以撒母耳从小啊，神就与他同在。
Therefore, God was with Samuel all the time.
所以我们有这种啊，从小要服侍神的心呢，这是神喜欢的。
So God, like us to have the heart that to be willing to offer us ourselves even when we were little.
那为什么神不喜欢扫罗
？So why God disfavors Saul?
其实刚刚开始啊，扫罗是神喜欢的人。
At the beginning, Saul is in favor of God.
啊，因为他是以色列百姓第一个王。
Because he is the first king that chosen for the Israel.
那后来为什么神不喜欢
？Then why God dislike him at the end?
因为在他做王的期间哈、
，Because
during his kingship, 他看自己比神还高啊。
He was proud and see himself better than God.
我们看啊，撒母耳记上。
Let's turn to First Samuel.
啊，撒母耳记上。
First Samuel.
13.
First Samuel chapter 13. Verse 13. And Samuel said to Saul, "You have done foolishly. You have not kept the commandment of the Lord your God, which He commanded you. For now the Lord would have established your kingdom over Israel forever." 14. But now your kingdom shall not continue. The Lord hath thought for Himself a man after him, his own heart.And the Lord has commanded him to be commander over his people, because you have not kept what the Lord commanded.
神对撒母耳说：“哈，啊，这神借着撒母耳告诉扫罗，你做了糊涂事。”
So through Samuel, God said to Saul, "You have done foolishly."
什么叫做糊涂事？英文叫 foolish 啊，就是愚蠢的。
What's the things that consider foolishly?
啊，就是没有遵守神所吩咐的命令。
Are the things that without keeping the commandment of the Lord?
那神的命令是什么
？What's the Lord's commandment?
神就是借着撒母耳告诉他啊、你在基甲第八节哈、要等七天，然后在那里我要来献祭。
In verse 8, tell us that's because Saul didn't wait for the words from Samuel but offer first.
那等到第七天，这个扫罗看到百姓离开了。
So at the seventh day, so the Israelites left.
我们知道一个王哈、最怕人离开他，因为这个表示他的影响力已经没有了。
As a king, his greatest fear is that people left him.
这个表示他的影响已经没有消失了。
That indicate he no longer have the impact on people.
所以这个扫罗啊，他就勉强献祭
，so offer the burnt offering。
其实献祭是先知的事，不是扫罗的事。
But burnt offering, offer the burnt offering is the job for the priest。
那这个百姓啊，敬畏神，一提到献祭，大家都不会走了，因为这个很重要，敬拜神。
Because the Israelites honors God, so when referred to burnt offering, they have to stay over there.
所以扫罗用献祭啊，来让以色列百姓不会离开他。
So this is the way that Saul tricked the people not leaving him.
那这是糊涂事，因为这不是他应该做的。
And this considered foolish because it's not the thing that he has done.
哦，所以他把自己的考虑放在神的旨意之前。
Because he considered his own concern before God's will.
哦，所以神已经说你王位离开了。
So that's why God discontinued his kingship.
哦，那到撒母耳记上十五章。
Continue to the chapter 15 of 1 Samuel.
这里撒母耳，这个扫罗做了一件事情，神就决定啊，他不能够再继续当王。
After Saul commit one thing that God decided to discontinue his kingship.
啊，什么事情
？What is that？
好，我们如果看第二节。
Chapter 15, verse 2.
对，请读。
Verse 2, thus say to the Lord of hosts, I will punish Amalek.For what he did to Israel, how he ambushed him on the way when he came up from Egypt.
第三节。
Verse 3. Now go and attack Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have and do not spare them, but kill both men and women, infant and nursing child, ox and sheep, camel and donkey.
神叫扫罗要把亚玛利人全部都杀掉。
So, God commanded Saul to kill Amalek.
然后第三节说，男女孩童吃奶的全部都要杀掉。
This including everyone, man or woman, infant or nursing child.
如果我们从字面来想哦，我们很难了解，神不是爱吗？怎么连小孩子都全部杀掉？那全部杀掉就等于灭种了。
Literally, we can't really understand why God's will is to kill everyone, extinct the whole child.
但是我们要从救恩的角度来看。
But we have to look at this from the perspective of salvation.
在旧约时代，以色列是神的选民。
At the Old Testament, Israel are the chosen people of God.
圣经说，他们是独居之民。
Bible say that they are separated.
独居。
So they live alone.
Yeah, 他是不属于外邦人。
They are not associated with anyone else.
那神看顾以色列民，好像眼中的同人。
God look after them.
好像这个 pupil， 人在看中眼中的同人啊。
It's like the person in his pupil.
Take care of the pupil in the eyes. 好，说在神看起来非常宝贵的。
Because they are most precious in God's eyes.
因为他们是属神的。
Because they belong to the Lord.
但是这个亚玛利人呢，他就常常要把以色列百姓杀掉。
But the Amalek are their enemies.
所以如果不把他们灭掉，他们会把以色列人灭掉。
So if Israel did not destroy them, they would do reversely.
所以神就说这个要把他灭掉。
So God's will is to destroy all of them.
那这个亚玛利人就是以扫的后代。
And this Amalek.The descendants of Esau.
这是属于情欲，属于血气的。
They belong to the flesh.
所以我们如果没有把情欲灭掉，情欲要把我们杀掉。
If we didn't conquer our own lust, we would be conquered by it.
所以为什么很多人天国路走不下去？因为他被情欲杀掉了。
So why someone couldn't continue his journey of faith is because he himself couldn't conquer his own lust.
所以第三节他说不可怜惜，全部要杀掉。
That's why that the verse 3 say you utterly destroy all of them.
那神叫扫罗去做这件事情之前呢，在十五章第一节，神先讲一个神跟扫罗的关系。
So before God commanded Saul, he first say to him, he first described his relationship with Saul.
Yeah, 第一节请读。
In verse 1, chapter 15, verse 1, Samuel also said to Saul, The Lord sent me to anoint you king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore, hear the voice of the word of the Lord.
这里说，我高你做王，神高扫罗为王。
Here say that God anointed Saul as a king.
来治理以色列百姓，所以他在以色列百姓之上。
To rule Israel, be the head of Israel.
但是下面一句，你应当听从神的话。
However, he should heed the voice of the Lord.
在你的上面有一个 比你还大，就是神。
Because above Saul, that's Lord.
那把这个关系位置先讲好。
So he described this relationship.
啊，然后就叫扫罗去做。
And then commanded Saul to do so.
那扫罗在做这一件事情的时候，他就把个人的喜好来取代神的旨意。
However, he put his will before God's will.
好，我们来看十五章的第八节。
Continue read verse 8 of chapter 15. Verse 8, he also took Achan, king of the Amalekites, alive, and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword.
好，第九节。
Verse 9, but Saul and the people spared Achan, and the best of the sheep, the ox, the fatherling, and the lambs, and all that was good.And were unwilling to utterly destroy them, but everything despised and worthless that they utterly destroyed.
啊，所以第九节啊，扫罗跟百姓就把王抓来，他就没有把他杀掉了。
So Saul captured the king without killing the king.
那上好的牛羊也留下来了。
And then he also retained the sheep and ox.
这个就表示用自己的意思来取代神的命令。
That means he act according to his own will, but not God's.
好，那我们看十一节。
Continue in verse 11. Verse 11, I greatly regret that I have set up Saul as king, for he has turned back from following me and has not performed my commandments.
啊，这里讲我后悔了啊。
Here God said,
我立扫罗为王。
Here God say that I regret that I have set up Saul as king.
因为他不跟从我，不遵守我的命令。
Because he has turned back from following me.
所以我们一个人开始在服侍神，我们自己就会感觉到我们的灵性有很多需要进步。
When we start to serve the Lord, we would understand that we need to strengthen our spirituality.
我们好像一部车子。
We just like a car.
车子看起来外表很好看啊。
Outwardly looks beautiful.
但是你开始在开的时候，就发现了每个车子问题不太一样。
But when you start to drive, different cars will come with different problems.
有的车子一开就是开始会偏一个方向。
Some of the cars when you drive that deviate from the trail.
那你就知道这个车子需要 alignment, 前轮定位。
You know that this car need to be fixed by the alignment.
那有的人一开始做圣工你就发现这个方向好像有一点问题。
When someone start to serve the Lord, their direction might be deviate.
但你现在想到底什么问题呢
？So we would think what's their problems.
原来他是带着自己的理想来做圣工。
Because he apply his own idea on doing holy work.
那这个就需要 alignment 了把头脑里面自己的理想拿掉。
Therefore, we need to align our own ideas.
然后真的照神要我们做的去做。
And to follow God's will.
你就发现，这个我们在做圣工的方向就对了。
Then we will find the direction to do holy work.
那有的人在做圣工。
When someone are doing holy work.
你会发现好像这个力量不够。
They feel weak.
冲力不够。
They don't have energy.
那车子好看，但是你一加油，它不会往前。走得很快。
The car looks wonderful, but when you drive, it lacks the power to go forward.
那我们就知道那个点火，那个火星塞可能是很多垃圾堵住了。
Spark.
这个头发。
This is too engineer.
哎呀，所以你就需要把火星塞换掉。
So therefore, you need to repair certain part.
所以我们人如果有罪
，So if we with sin,
我们跟神就有一个阻隔。
There's something prevent us to come closer to God.
那你就发现做圣工没有力量。
Therefore, we feel weakness when we do holy work.
那要这个要再改造改造就是要悔改。
And this, the way to fix this is we have to repent.
然后。神把罪拿掉，我们祷告，神的能力会进来。这个做圣工就有一个力量。
To ask God to take away our sin and allow His power to transcend.
那有的人做圣工呢，好像那个刹车刹不停。
Someone doing holy work, it's like keep hitting the brakes.
那你就发现这个车子有时候会撞到旁边，有时候撞到后面。
So that he might bump into the wall or.
那我们就知道啊，你这个刹车皮要换。
Then we know that you need to repair the brake.
所以有的人做生工是冲力十足，但是他不会节制。
But someone they might be very energetic, but they don't know when to stop.
所以没有考虑到周围人，就常常跟人冲突。
They didn't consider other people, and that may came to the conflicts with others.
那些就需要放上节制。
Then he would know the boundary.
那有的人呢？好像一部车子很好看，你一发动的时候，喇叭不停。
Someone might, some people doing holy work might, the car that honk.
Yeah, 不停。
Non-stop.
那走到哪里想到哪里。
So wherever he goes, people will know.
引起大家注意。
People will notice him.
然后吵的大家都得不到安宁。
There might be argument with people.
那你就发现了，这个可能哪个地方短路了，线路重复了。
So there might be some shortage.
所以有的人做圣工是很认真的，但是他边做边埋怨。
Someone might be concentrating doing holy work, but always complain.
那走到哪里埋怨到哪里。
He walk and complain.
那周围人都得不到安宁。
So that people won't have peace around him.
这个灵性上这个线路要再调整一下。该想的时候想，不该想的时候就安静。
That means he needs to rewire spiritually.
所以我们每个人开始参与圣工，我们就发现自己可以发现自己的缺点。
As we start to do holy work, gradually find our own weakness.
那扫罗在服侍神的过程当中，就发现很严重的缺点。
Like Saul has great shortage when he served the Lord.
好，那现在神怎么说？
So let's see what God says to him.
撒母耳记上十五章。
First Samuel chapter 15.
22节。
Verse 22. Verse 22. So Samuel say, "Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offering and sacrifice as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, the obey is better than sacrifice, and to he than the."
这里讲听命胜于献祭。
Here say that the obeying the voice of the Lord is better than burnt offering.
献祭当然很重要。
Burnt offering is very important.
但是扫罗为着献祭违背神的命令，把那个最好的女儿留下来，这个本身就是神不喜欢的。
But for the sake of offering, against God's commandment.
那顺从胜于公羊的自由。
Here also say that the obey is better than the fat of rams.
所以我们要服侍神听命跟顺从，这是两个绝对需要的条件。
There are absolutely requirement by obeying and heed the voice of the Lord.
那23节。
Verse 23. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft.And stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry.
从另外一方面来讲悖逆不顺从这跟行邪术一样那是很严重的。
The other hand for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft.
神叫你做不做神要叫你向左向右，这个跟行邪术一样。
If you are not act according God's will, it's just like the sin of witchcraft.
那顽梗的罪跟拜偶像一样。
He also say that stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry.
那也是很严重啊。
These are also very serious.
所以神厌弃你当王。
Therefore, God reject him as a king.
所以我们在做圣工最重要就是听命、顺从。
So the most important thing to do holy work is to heed the voice of God.
这样我们的侍奉就会喜欢。
Therefore, our servitude will be favored in God's eyes.
那扫罗的悔改也是有问题。
And there is also problematic of Saul's repentance.
30节。
That's continue read verse 30. 30 then he say, I have sinned, yet honor me now, please, before the elders of my people and before Israel, and return with me that I may worship the Lord your God.
扫罗说我有罪了。
here Saul admit that I have sinned.
虽然如此，请你在百姓跟长老面前抬举我。
Yet please honor me before the elder of my people.
这个不是真的认罪啊。
This is not a true repentance.
认罪是不要面子的。
We won't care about our own reputation if we truly repent to God.
向大卫认罪，我撕裂心肠啊。
Just like how David repented to God.
所以大卫犯了很严重的罪，神也赦免他。
So even he sinned against God, God forgave him.
所以到撒母耳记下，撒母耳记上快结束的时候，扫罗跟他的三个儿子同一天死在战场。
At the end of 1 Samuel, we see the recording of Saul's death and also his sons.
所以从圣经里面看，这个服侍神，如果忠心服侍到最后就是大好，但是如果服侍到一半不听从神就是大坏，服侍大好就是大坏。
So if we look at what happened in the Bible, we will know that if you're faithful to God at the end, you will have a great consequence. In contrast, if you turn away from God in the middle of your servitude, your ending will be bad.
Yeah. 那当扫罗神要废他，那现在神要找一个人来代替他了。
So before God discontinued Saul as a king, he chose another person.
我们看十六章的第七节。
First Samuel 16:7. But the Lord.
先从十三章哈，十四节，撒母耳记上十三章十四节。
First Samuel 13:14. But now your kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought for himself a man after his own heart.
等于说，神已经找到一个人合他心意。
You say that God has chosen a man after his own heart.
但是在《使徒行传》里面就加了一句话。
In the book of Acts, there is another description.
我们看《使徒行传》十三章二十二节。
Acts 13:22.
Yeah.
13:22. And when he had removed him, he rose up for him David as king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who would do all my will.
Okay. 这个前面说合我心意。
Before say that the man of my heart.
那下面就解释。
And then continue to explain.
为什么？
Why?
因为他凡事要遵行我的旨意。
Because he who would do all my will.
这个遵行神的旨意就是把神当主。
Do God's will means have God as his own master.
那这个是神喜欢的。
And that's the man that after God's heart.
那我们现在就看到十六章，撒母耳记上十六章第七节。
Turn back to 1 Samuel 16:7.
Yeah.
16:7. But the Lord said to Samuel, Do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, before I have refused him, for the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
这里啊，神就感动撒母耳来到耶西的家。
Here, God moved Samuel to go to Joseph's house.
耶西的家在第一节下半节，十六章第一节。
In the verse 1 of 16, say that Samuel went to Jesse. How do you pronounce?
就十六章第一节最下面。你往伯利恒耶西那里去。
Here, God commanded Saul to go to Jesse, Jesse's house.
那撒母耳就叫耶西的儿子来过来。
So Samuel called Jesse's son.
然后到第六节他看见一个孩子就是以利甲。
And this son is Eli.
那撒母耳就想说，这个一定是王。
So Samuel thought this is the person that God wants to anoint.
啊、为什么
？Why he think so？
啊，因为啊，这个耶西这个儿子啊，看起来很像王啊。
Because the son of Jesse looks like a king.
啊，所以啊，神啊，这个撒母耳就觉得说这应该是。
So Samuel thought is this person.
啊，但是呢，我如果我们看第七节。
Continue verse 7.
好、啊，神说。不要看他外貌，他身材高大，所以耶西这个以利甲看起来外貌很好，身材高大，像王。
So,
那神说不要看这样。
From his appearance looks like a king, but the Lord said to Samuel,、
哦、
do not look at his appearance.
啊、哦，神人看人看外貌，
because,
神看人看内心。
Because man looks at our appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
哦，哦所以。我们活在这个世界
We live in this world、
啊、大家大部分都是看外貌
Most of the people look at people's appearance、
啊、这个外貌包括外在的条件
Including our physical appearance、
啊、
Our outwardly conditions
yeah, 用这样来论定人的价值
We value someone and judge someone by those criteria.
那以现在来讲哈，大概不外乎哦，你受什么教育？
Nowadays, it will refer to your education background.
再来，你在公司里面做什么
？And what's your title or job in the company?
啊，因为这个代表能力。
Because this represents your abilities.
你能力不足，你爬不上去。
If you do not have this kind of ability, you won't have this high status.
第三就是钱财。
Third is your wealth.
啊，大概啊，人在断定一个人啊，在第四个就是外表。
And the first one is your outwardly appearance.
啊，那所以这个是人在看人。
So this is how people look at people.
啊，人在看外表。
They emphasize on their appearance.
啊，那我们做一个基督徒，因为我们在社会上生存，所以在外在有时候需要有某种程度的包装。
As a Christian living in this world, we also have need a certain package outwardly.
那我们才能够在社会生存。
So we can live in this society.
因为大家都是看外表。
Because everyone will look at your appearance.
所以在有一些公司，你必须要秀你的学历。
So to apply a job in a company, you have to show your education background.
有一些公司你必须要秀你的能力。
And to some company, you have to demonstrate your abilities.
但是有一些职业，你必须要开很好的车子，你才有办法做生意。
For some occupation, you need a very good car to do the business.
这个都可以了解，因为世界上人是看外表，我们要在世界上生存，需要这样。
This is understandable because people look at your outwardly appearance.
但是在我们的深处
But deep in our heart,
我们知道这个不代表人的价值。
We know this doesn't represent my own value.
那神看一个人的价值在哪里？在内心。
So how does God value someone is by looking at his or her heart.
那什么样的心？
What kind of heart?
就是这一个人他能够有神的形象。
If this person can carry the image of God,
就是也还没有犯罪的亚当。
It's the Adam before sin against God.
这是最尊贵、最荣耀的。
It's the most glorious image of God.
那这个神的形象就在耶稣的身上。
And this image is demonstrated by Jesus Christ.
这个是神看人的价值的地方。
That's how God values human being.
所以我们做基督徒，我们活在世界上，但是我们的观念是不太一样。
So as a Christian living in this world, we have different concept.
因为神看人看内心。
Because God look at people's heart.
好，那我们如果看这个神要高大卫那大卫的内心到底是怎么样？
So if God wants to anoint David, what's David's heart?
那这是我们要来看。
So we want to learn about this.
好，我们现在看到十七章。
Continue to chapter 17.
十七章就是讲大卫去看他的哥哥。
Here, talk about David when visit his brothers.
就看到了哥利亚。
And then he encountered Goliath.
啊，来挑战神的选民。
And Goliath came to pick a fight with the people.
好，我们看十七章的二十六节。
Chapter 17, verse 26. Then David spoke to the man who stood by him, saying, What shall be done for the man who kills the Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defeat the armies of the living God?
这个地方讲啊，说这位受割礼的非利士人竟敢向永生神的军队骂阵。
Here he asked, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that would fight against the living God?
然后在二十六节的前面有人杀这个非利士人，除掉以色列人的羞耻，要怎么办？
At the beginning, David asked, what should be done for the man who killed the Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel?
这个以色列人的羞耻就是神的羞耻。
Because the reproach from Israel is also the same as God.
所以这个歌利亚的存在这是神的羞耻。
So the existence of Goliath is the reproach of God.
为什么？因为神得不到荣耀。
Because God's glory couldn't be revealed.
因此这个大卫他就很想把歌利亚杀掉让神的名得到荣耀。
Therefore, David wanted to kill Goliath to glorify God.
29节
Verse 29, and David said, What have I done now? Is there not a cause?
我来岂没有缘故吗？
Here he asked, Is there not a cause for me to come?
大卫要杀哥利亚，没有缘故吗？
Is there not a cause for David to kill Goliath?
我们知道，在这个世界危险的没有人要做。
We know in this world, nobody wants to do the dangerous job.
因为这会牺牲生命。
Because he will need to sacrifice his own life.
所以哥利亚站在那里，大家不敢出去，出去就死了。
So when Goliath stood over there, nobody wanted to approach.
因为出去就很可能就死了。
Because if you fight against him, you may lose your life.
但是大卫他要把哥利亚杀掉，为着神的荣耀。
But for the sake of God's glory, David wanted to kill Goliath.
连生命也敢冒生命的危险。
Even sacrifice his own life.
所以今天呢，我们在这个世界上我们做人做事最会感动神的原因是什么？
So what are the reasons that we may move God by living in this world?
我做这个是为着神的荣耀。
Is that I do so to glorify God?
这个是神所喜悦的一种生活的动机。
That's the motivation would please God.
甚至我为着神的荣耀，我可以牺牲。
Even for the sake of God's glory, I will risk my own life.
甚至牺牲生命。
Even my own life.
这样一定是神喜欢的人。
There would be the man after God's heart.
好像当时的尼希米。
Just like Nehemiah.
尼希米在王宫里面做酒政。
When he was a cupbearer in the king's palace.
生活很舒服
He has a comfortable life.
但是他想到耶路撒冷在这么外的院面，城门被拆掉，那圣殿被火烧掉，他就很痛苦。
But when he considered the destroy of holy temple, he was in a great sorrow.
他就想要回来。
He wanted to return to the city.
为什么
？Why？
要把圣殿重建，让神的名得到荣耀。
Because he wanted to rebuild the holy temple to glorify God's name.
这样的心是神喜欢的。
God favored his heart.
所以今天我们需要生活最重要的就是我是为着神的荣耀来活。
So the most important thing in our life is I'm living for the Lord.
好，那再我们再看大卫的心。
So let's continue then about David's heart.
三十五节。
Verse 35。I went out after it as stricken and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by its beard and struck and killed him.
这里大卫回想他在牧羊的时候。
Here he reflect back when he was a shepherd.
如果有狼有羊来狮子来后，他就追上去就把他打死。
If the lion came after his flock.He will destroy. He will kill them.
那大家都会拍手，哇，大卫好勇敢
哦。So people would applause and give compliment to him.
大卫是英雄。
He is the hero.
但是大卫的心他怎么想
But what about David's heart?
37节.
37. Verse 37. Moreover, David said, The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of the Philistine.
大卫的心说, 这是神救我脱离狮子啊。
In David's heart, he knows that because God delivered him.
所以他没有把这个功劳归给他, 哦, 我不怕死, 我怎样, 他说神救我的。
So he didn't credit himself, but he knows it's because he was delivered by God.
所以有时候我们听, 一些人在见证,
So sometimes when we heard the testimony from others,
哇, 生了很严重的病后来好起来啊。
They are healed from the most severe disease.
那就说, 哇, 真的感谢神。
They thank God.
哦, 神感动这个医生, 感动这个医疗, 哦, 给他有智慧来医我的病。
They thank God for God moved the doctor to heal them.
他从心里的最深处, 他知道这是神的工作。
Because deep in his heart, he knows this is a work of God.
哦, 啊, 但是如果我们, 如果跟神的关系不是很深, 就开始讲, 啊, 因为我找到很好的医院, 我找到很好的医生, 啊, 医生用很好的药, 全部都是归荣耀给人。
If we don't have this deep understanding about God's work, we will credit this to people.
哦, 你看, 大卫把狮子打死, 到最后说, 这是神救我的。
So from David, after he killed the lion, he credit to God, knowing that it's because God delivered him.
他没有功德, 这是神, credit 在神。
There's nothing from him but God.
好, 那现在, 打哥利亚, 怎么打?
So how he defeat Goliath?
47节.
Verse 47. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord, and he will give you into our hands.
啊, 这里讲, 征战的胜败, 全部都在乎神。
Here say that the win or lose depends on God.
那他必将你们交在我们的手里。
And God will give you into our hands.
哦, 所以大卫知道, 我现在要把他打死, 不是我很行, 是神会把他交给我, 神交给我, 我们就会胜。
So David knows that to defeat Goliath not depend on his own ability, but depend on God.
所以在心里的最深处, 他知道神掌管一切。
So deep in his heart, he knows God controls everything.
神如果愿意, 哥利亚就可以把他打死。
If God is willing, he can defeat Goliath.
啊, 因为他动机很纯, 所以神就愿意, 真的一粒石头把哥利亚打死。
Because his pure motivation, God allowed him to defeat Goliath.
啊, 所以我们在这个世界上, 不论我们找到很好的工作, 世界很有成就, 但是在我们心里的最深处, 我们都会知道, 这是因为神给我这个工作。
So no matter how great accomplishment we achieve in this world, we know it's from God.
啊, 那这样, 我们对心, 神充满着感谢。
Therefore, we will be grateful to God.
那这个心呢, 是神所喜悦的。
And this grateful heart would please God.
哦, 所以为什么大卫是神喜欢的?
So why David are the man after God's heart?
如果我们分析他周围所发生的事情, 在他心里的深处, 都是因为神。
If we analyze the environment, the things happen to him, we know deep in his heart, he knows everything is from God.
哦, 一切都是靠神,
everything is depend on God.
为着神的荣耀,
for God's glory.
那这样的人是神喜欢的。
And this is the man after God's heart.
唱诗,
Let's sing him.
我们唱换一首, 415, 415, Let's change another one.
Let's sing him 415.